millions of us buy our groceries from a supermarket owned either by Kroger or Albertsons. Well, today Kroger has announced it will buy Albertsons for about $24 billion. The companies are talking about wanting to level the playing field with the likes of Amazon and Walmart in the grocery business. But there are questions about the potential impact on consumers and whether regulators would even allow this merger. Let's get more on this with Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Deepa.
So Kroger owns Fred Meyer, Ralph's, King Soopers, Albertsons owns Safeway, Acme, Tom Thumb. Why does Kroger want to buy Albertsons?
Well, for one thing, it's important to point out, you know, Kroger has been a very active in buying up other stores for many years. And actually, Albertsons has too, which is why, you know, if you want to list all the supermarket chains involved, we're talking about more than 40 separate brands of supermarket chains. But it does beg the question, well, why this massive acquisition at this time? And while the companies didn't say that, I think the weakness in the share price, the stock price of Albertson likely played a role in it. The stock is down quite a bit this year, actually not as bad as the rest of the stock market, but still down enough that I think it's the type of atmosphere that would make it attractive for a bigger company to take them over because they can get it a little bit cheaper.
I mean, I think one of the things all of us are thinking this morning is, what does this mean for me and buying my groceries? And we know that Walmart is by far the biggest grocer, you know, and if this merger goes through, even combined, Kroger and Albertsons won't be as big as Walmart. And Walmart is on the cheaper end of groceries. You know, is this merger, which means less competition, going to mean prices will go up?
Well, I can tell you what the companies have said about it, and they hope to use the quote-unquote synergies, you know, the cost savings from this merger to lower prices and update some of the Albertsons stores and even improve, you know, pay and benefits for their workers. But I think you're right, and I think those assumptions from the companies are going to be what the government will want to really test out and scrutinize before they approve this deal.
And that right there is the big question, right, Mike? You know, the Federal Trade Commission has to approve the merger, but the FTC chair, Lina Khan, has been skeptical of mergers that might reduce competition. What are the chances here?
Well, it's certainly not going to be a rubber stamp sort of automatic approval. I mean, we're talking about a company that will employ more than 700,000 people. They'll operate almost 5,000 stores in 48 states. One thing they're doing as part of this deal is they plan to spin off a few hundred stores into a separate company. And I think that will give them an opportunity, if the government does object, to say, well, we could add a few more stores to this separate company that we plan to spin off and perhaps, you know, alleviate some of the concerns about their size that way. But we'll just have to see how it goes, because you're right that this political environment and the White House is not exactly the most friendly to this type of mega merger that will really affect consumers on such a basic level.
Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, Deepa.